All right, welcome back to another electrifying episode of the OsteoMag podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that affects nearly everyone yet remains shrouded in mystery for many. Fascia. Yes, fascia. It's that complex connective tissue system that surrounds and connects everything in your body. Isn't it wild to think about? It's like the body's own intricate spider web, holding everything together.
Wow, that's quite a way to put it. So when you say it's a spider web, does that mean if one part gets damaged, everything else is kind of affected too?
Exactly. It's fascinating, right? Fascia exists as a continuous sheet throughout our bodies. So if you injure your ankle, you might actually feel tightness ripple up to your knee or even your hip due to the way this network communicates mechanically. It's not just a local thing, it's a whole body affair.
That's kind of like how a chain reaction works, right? Like if you drop a ball at one end of the rope, it affects the whole thing? Laughs.
That's a perfect analogy. Think about it this way. If you have a loose thread on your favorite sweater, pulling it can cause the whole thing to unravel. So when we're talking about restrictions in fascia, say from an injury or poor posture, those can lead to a cascade of issues, just like that thread.
Oh, that's so interesting. So what types of problems can arise from this unraveling of fascia? Like, can you give me some examples?
Great question. Fascial dysfunction can lead to all sorts of pain and limitations. For instance, tightness in your neck and shoulders can manifest as headaches. It's a classic example of how interconnected we are. Everything is, intertwined.
Wow, I didn't realize that. So, like, if someone has chronic back pain, it could be that their fascia in totally different areas is restricting movement? Sigh, what a revelation.
Exactly. You're really getting it. In fact, issues in the lower back can contribute to problems like sciatica when nerves get compressed. The cool part is that recent research highlights fascia as a sensory organ. Did you know it's packed with nerve endings?
Wait, seriously? A sensory organ? So it kind of feels what's happening in the body? Laughs.
Absolutely. This proprioceptive function helps us be aware of body position and movement. It allows for better coordination and spatial awareness. Think about how a dancer feels the rhythm, their body moving, almost intuitively knowing when to fluidly transition into the next move. That's the fascia at work.
Oh man, that's mind-blowing. So if someone has dysfunction, it could affect not just their physical movement, but also emotional things? Like, how does that work?
Yes, fascial restrictions can contribute to emotional stress and, guess what, even psychological challenges. It's like the body keeps score in a way. If there's tension in the body, it can manifest as anxiety or irritability.
Wow, that's crazy. So, how do practitioners, like osteopaths, deal with this? Are there specific techniques they use?
Definitely. Techniques like myofascial release are commonly used to target these restrictions. It involves gentle manipulation to ease tension in the fascia, improve mobility, and promote healing. It's like when you untangle a bunch of wires. Your body just works better once it's freed from those knots.
I love that imagery. So it's about getting everything back in sync? Like, what kinds of results can people expect? Laughs.
Exactly. Understanding these relationships is crucial for any healthcare practitioner because it opens up a broad spectrum of possibilities in treatment. The implications of fascial dysfunction are profound and cannot be overstated.
Seriously, it's like whole body health is tied up in these connections. So, does this mean everyone should be more aware of their fascia? Laughs.
Absolutely. Paying attention to your body, practicing good posture, and maintaining flexibility can go a long way in preventing fascial dysfunction. It's not just about stretches. It's about adopting a holistic approach to health.
Wow. This is turning into such a deep rabbit hole. I can't wait to learn more.